Many power plants have what's called a once-through cooling system, where the plants suck in large amounts of water through screens, but also kill tiny fish and eggs. After the plant uses the water for cooling, the heated water goes back to the river or lake, killing more aquatic life. The EPA has proposed a new set of rules for cooling water systems, but Emily Miota of the Sierra Club says the rules are too weak and should instead pressure the power plants to adopt what's called a closed cycle cooling system,
which reduces water intake by about 95%. It's basically keeping the water within the power plant, letting it cool off, and then reusing it to cool down the plant. And this is above and beyond the best technology that we have available. There's no question about it.
Miota also says the EPA wants states to have final say-so over some of the changes. She argues the job should not be left to the Wisconsin DNR, which is currently battling the EPA on some clean water issues. However, We Energy's water quality manager David Lee says the closed cycle systems are usually more expensive and lose some water to evaporation. Lee says it's best to let individual plants decide on cooling systems.
What really matters is, you know, how effective is the water intake technology collectively that you have for the site that you're operating at.
The EPA is taking public comment on its proposal and is expected to issue a final rule next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.